Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Shelby Williams. She is on the leadership team for Cabaret, as well as a performer, and Christian Litton. He is the director for Cabaret. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. We're here, obviously, to talk about Cabaret. There is an event happening this week, which you all call an all-call, and that's happening this Thursday. And I guess besides when and where specifically it is, I'd love to know what it is.
Yeah, so this Thursday we are doing our roll call, and this is our initial meetup for the season, where we invite anybody and everybody who is interested in being involved in Cabaret in any capacity. We go over a bunch of things, who leadership is, what our schedule looks like for the season, how you can get involved, what our mission is like, where our money donates. We go over the themes for this year's shows and just give you any information that you'd like to know, how to get involved and what it's like to be a part of Cabaret.
I want to touch on a little bit more of who gets to be involved. When I kind of first heard about it, I thought, okay, it's for performers, people who are going to get on stage, but... Shelby, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about, it's not just that.
Oh yeah, so it takes a lot of people to run our many shows that we do. Behind the scenes, we have people changing the sets, we have backstage crew, we also need a lot of help before the show even starts. We are so grateful for our choreographers, but it also takes artists, visual creative artists. We need set design. We have poster artists. We have a lot of people behind the scenes. We have set builders, costuming. It takes a lot of people, and we're really grateful for all the help that comes out and open to new help at any time.
So all kinds of volunteers, people who are interested in being a part of Cabaret, but maybe not on the stage necessarily. They're still needed, and this is the chance for them to come out and learn about Cabaret a little bit more and also connect with the leadership team. So they'll learn a little bit about who you all are. And I'm wondering if we can talk a little bit about the mission, like what the mission is for Cabaret.
Yeah. So for Ramshackle Cabaret, our mission statement is that we are founded with a rebellious spirit. The Cabaret is a platform for local volunteers to showcase their untapped and often unconventional talents. We exist to support reproductive and sexual health, and all proceeds will go to support this cause. Each year's production brings local talent to the stage, creating an adult variety show featuring comedy, dance, burlesque, and more, with proceeds going to organizations that support reproductive and sexual health in Alaska.
Great. Well, that leads right into this idea of donation. So people who are volunteering are really kind of giving to this cause. And so what are some of the things that you've donated to in the past? What are you looking forward to donating to in the future? What does that look like?
We're all always open to new organizations to get involved with. In the past, I know we've donated to Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest, which includes Alaska and Hawaii. We've donated to SAFE, which is very local. We've donated to Indigenous Women's Rising, which is also an Alaska-based organization.
And you had an interesting experience where the money you donated last year, which in part was to the Planned Parenthood of the Greater Northwest, you earmarked it for specific kinds of work. I believe you might have said legal work, and it kind of went immediately to help people in rural communities. And so you're already kind of hearing about the money being used in Alaska.
Yeah, there was recently an AP article that went out that was talking about the way the money that Planned Parenthood had earmarked being donated to them and stuff was used towards some rural communities being able to have access to abortion. And we were
like in the last month.
Yeah,
like
very recently. Yeah. And we were very, very happy to hear about that and feel like we did a lot to kind of contribute to that. And we've had a very successful number of years now. I think this is our 11th year as an organization.
Yeah.
We've done about 10 shows. 10 big
shows.
This
last one was, our 10th big production.
Yeah, and so, and over that time, we've, donated somewhere in the realm of about $125,000.
Amazing.
And so it's been a really, really fun run, and we're just excited to keep doing more. And we've been very well supported over the years, and we really look forward to kind of digging deep and doing more this year.
Well, so some of the things that we can talk about what will be happening this year for folks who want to come out and get involved is the schedule, the events. So mm-hmm. There are three main events?
Yeah, we have three big shows. The first one is coming up here real soon. That's Stardust Ball, which we are happy to be partnering with Raven Radio again. There was a little hiatus there where we kind of we're caretaking Stardust Ball for a little bit, but we are happy to be back working with Raven Radio and putting on that event together as two organizations that care about Sitka and want to put on a fun party. So we have that coming up, which will be a lot of fun. There's lip syncs with that one and just volunteer opportunities. We're bringing in a band from Whitefish, Montana. That's a really big funk band. They're going to be a lot of fun. And then we have, so that's October 26th. That is the weekend right before Halloween. That'll be at Centennial Hall. You'll be seeing posters and stuff and advertising for that coming out very soon. So that's our first main kind of big performance or big show that we're going to help put together. And then we have New Year's Eve. Last year we did a New Year's Eve show over at Allen Hall at the Odessa Theater. And we are excited to get to do that again this year. And so we're going to do a New Year's Eve show. That'll be a fun variety show, kind of holiday themed, and will be probably two shows in one night, all centered around kind of ringing in the new year. And then our big show that we always call our big show this year is going to be on Valentine's Day weekend, so February 14th and 15th. And that'll be our big production, where everything we do leading up to that is kind of money raised to put on that big show. And then based on the proceeds we end up with after the end of that big show, we will make a big donation again.
Okay, wow, amazing. So lots of opportunities for people to be involved over the course of this fall and winter, mm-hmm. which is great because it's a dark time of year and rainy.
Oh,
and
yeah, it keeps us busy through the winter. It's a lot of fun.
And it sounds like a nice way to tap into community or connecting with a lot of people and being creative together. And
yeah, we've really met some really great people that have come out of the woodwork, people that are new to town that are maybe showed up in January last January, caught cabaret as their first thing when they got to town, and they're like, oh my gosh, what is this? And summertime we all get busy working, but as we get into the wintertime, this is the thing that for a lot of us we really look forward to as a way to build community and do fun things and have a creative outlet for people for alternative art in this town.
Wonderful. Yeah. So if you're listening and you haven't been involved before, or if you have been involved before, this is the week to jump back in to the cabaret season. Once again, you'll be meeting at the Mean Queen Dungeon this Thursday at 6 p.m. Just come if you're at all interested. Is there a contact information we should give out for folks who have questions beforehand or just can't make it?
Yeah, if you can't make it or if you have any questions, our socials are the way to reach us. We have Instagram, we have Facebook, just under Ramshackle Cabaret. If you DM us, we'll get back to you, give you information before or after roll call, how you can get involved.
Great. Okay, wonderful. Well, I've been speaking with Shelby Williams. She is on the leadership team for Cabaret, as well as a performer over all these years, and Christian Litton, who's now the director for the Cabaret. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks, Brooke.
Thanks, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.